AP News for Friday, March 20th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the U.S. is close to meeting its objectives and considering winding down military operations in the Middle East, saying of Iran's continuing missile barrages.
All they're doing is clogging up the strait, but from a military standpoint, they're finished.
Iran is threatening tourist sites worldwide and insists it's still building missiles. The U.S. military is deploying 3 more warships and 2,500 Marines. The Cuban government's refused a request from the U.S. Embassy in Havana to allow it to import diesel for its generators amid a U.S. fuel blockade. In Hawaii, more than 5,500 people are under evacuation orders. Jennifer Kelleher reports from Honolulu.
The rain has led to catastrophic flooding in communities north of here, where muddy floodwaters have washed away cars and homes. An evacuation order was issued for 2 North Shore Oahu towns because of rising levels of an aging dam. Officials are warning there is a risk of imminent dam failure. The National Weather Service warns of widespread life-threatening flash flooding. Rain and possible thunderstorms are forecast through the weekend.
Meanwhile, the Southwest is being hit by an unusually early heat wave. 2 places in Arizona and 2 in California hit 112 degrees Friday, the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. And a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security failed in the Senate.
Pressure is growing as lines get longer at airports and TSA workers aren't getting paid. Democrats did not provide the support needed to move the funding measure. Washington Democrat Patty Murray says after the deaths of 2 people in Minneapolis, the focus is on cleaning up ICE.
The American people have had enough of this rogue agency. We need to rein it in, and we are negotiating right now over how to do that.
North Dakota Republican John Hoeven says the Trump administration has made a common sense good offer. An alternate measure is expected this weekend. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. The end of a broadcast institution.
After nearly 100 years. CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service as part of a round of layoffs, effective May 22nd. CBS News Radio went on the air September 1927, giving a young William S. Paley a start in the business. As part of the service, Edward R. Murrow broadcast reports from London during World War II.
Far away in the distance, I can see just that faint, red, angry snap of anti-aircraft bursts against the steel blue sky.
CBS News provides material to about 700 stations across the country. CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss and President Tom Sabrowski say in a memo to staff that shutting down CBS Radio wasn't an easy decision, but a necessary one. I'm Donna Warder.
The latest through the weekend at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.